This is the Friday night kickoff show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Earlier this week, Wally Lukashinsky from the Dan Sports Show had a chance to talk with Travis Wilson from BoundWisconsin.com about week 7 of the high school football season.
Welcome back to the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, Daily Dodge TV, and the ESPN Wisconsin app. I'm pumped up to welcome to the show now Travis Wilson of Bound Wisconsin. If you have a question about high school sports, this is the man you look to right here. Travis, how are you doing today?
Doing good.
Well, we're fired up to have you in because, first of all, I've been using Bound Wisconsin as a lifeline for me all year, but there's a lot of people around here that aren't still that familiar with it. Can you describe a little bit how people can find Bound Wisconsin and what exactly they're going to find when they get there?
Yeah, absolutely. BoundWisconsin.com really should be your daily destination for high school sports information in the state of Wisconsin. That's going to be your jumping off point, whether you are just kind of looking for your basic information, especially during the football season here, obviously, of rosters and schedules and scores and maybe some stats leaders in your area, in the state. We've got you covered there, but also if you're wanting to learn a little bit more and you're looking for a little bit more in-depth analysis, you can find all kinds of content at BoundWisconsin.com, whether it's weekly previews of the big game, whether it's voting polls where you can vote on the team and player of the week. We've got our coaches poll that comes out every Tuesday afternoon as well. Of course, with the new playoff qualifying and point system in Wisconsin for football, the updated playoff matrix points are released on Monday night. So all kinds of stuff going on at BoundWisconsin.com. Again, really should make it your daily destination.
I'm happy you brought up the new metric because I know there's a lot of people like me that are still trying to get our legs under us and figure out what this actually is. For those listeners and people like me, what goes into the playoff field taking shape this year? How do they go about setting these metrics?
Yeah, first year for this particular system, which is used for qualification, for seeding, and for assigning teams within their regions and their groupings. So first thing important to note, though, the number of qualifiers for the playoffs does not change. You still have to qualify your way in. Not everybody gets in the playoffs in football, which is the only sport that is like that. There are 224 qualifiers in 11-player football, but the way those teams get in is different with the matrix this year. Previously, it was heavily based on your conference record, and then there was a whole bunch of tiebreakers that were involved there that got a little complicated, and last year led to some errors by the WIAA, which opened up the conversation to move to a playoff matrix system, which awards points for every win that you record. The bigger the team, the more points that you get. That is what goes into your tier one. That's pretty straightforward. If you beat a team that's a Division I team, you get 6.5 points. If you beat a team that's Division II, you get 6 points, and on down the line. And again, that determines your Tier 1 points, and it's only based on wins. The other component that actually is a bigger piece than Tier 1 is what is known as the Tier 2 point, and that is the accumulation of all the points of the opponents that you have defeated. So that is essentially a strength of schedule metric that, again, looks at who did you beat and how many points did they have. And then those two numbers are combined, weighted heavily towards the Tier 2 side of things, and that determines your point number. Then within each division, you qualify the top 32 teams in each division. There's roughly 51 or 52 teams in each division. And that is different and new as well this year. You know what division you were in before the season started. So the top 32 qualify, and that gets you your qualifying field, which is the first piece to it. From there, the top four teams in each division, so teams 1 through 4 and those matrix points end up being your one seed. The next four are your two seeds. The next four are your three seeds, so on down the line. The two seeds are matched up geographically with the one seed, the threes are matched with the twos, so on and so forth, to determine the groupings. And that will, the goal is to balance out the strength of grouping by doing that. Whereas in the past, when it was much more of a geographic emphasis, it used to be that there were teams that are in groupings, rather, that were considerably stronger than others, or that maybe were weaker than others. So doing it this way, again, will attempt to balance out the strength of the grouping and make for a more equitable playoff system.
Well, you can tell you're a machine and had to have had to talk about that enough. I have still, even in these conversations, each time I'm picking up on like one extra breadcrumb each time. So I appreciate you there, Travis. But looking a little bit closer to home over here for Beaver Dam fans, Plymouth looks like a heavyweight in the East Central Conference early on. What do they do so well that Beaver Dam fans need to be on the lookout for here in a couple weeks?
Well, it's a program that's been very good for a long time. Dan Knaus was the head coach there for a long time, very successful, built a program that just sustained a high level of success. They have outstanding facilities there. They've got that incredible indoor facility. They've got a great weight room facility. Their field is top-notch as well. So a lot going for that Plymouth community and that Plymouth program. That changed this year. Mark Volberg took over as the head coach, but he was an assistant at Plymouth previously and had been an assistant at Menasha as well, which was a very successful program, and just kept things rolling and has kept things rolling for Plymouth as they are looking very good. Certainly one of the better teams in Division III. They're ranked in the top five of the coaches poll. They are very highly ranked in the matrix as well. So just another strong group that's just continuing things. And it's been interesting. They lost their best player from last year, Brett Shutter, a running back that would put up huge numbers for them, but haven't lost a beat. They've been able to find ways to get it done. Devin Miller has still been and has put up over 800 yards so far on the ground this year, 17 touchdowns among the leaders in the state. Caden Schultz is an outstanding two-sport athlete. He's a very, very good basketball player, but also doubles as a receiver and defensive back for Plymouth. So just a machine that keeps rolling on, and they have looked very good. They just knocked off Port Washington, who was one of the other top contenders in that East Central. So, you know, we're looking at a showdown potentially in that Week 8 game where Beaver Dam will have an opportunity to make a big statement win. And, you know, talking playoffs, that would be a huge opportunity to get some much-needed playoff points. They've got a difficult closing stretch there with Port Washington in Week 8 and then Plymouth in Week 9.
Well, I'm happy you brought that up. We're talking with Travis Wilson of Bound, Wisconsin. And Travis, you kind of set me up perfectly because Corey and I have been talking over here. The way things stand, Beaver Dam is currently an 8 seed in Division II. If they were to find a way to win out and beat Keewaskum, Port Washington, and Plymouth the end of the year, is there a way? I know there's so much that can still happen, but would you be able to give us almost like a ballpark of where that would likely land Beaver Dam if they are able to win out here down the stretch?
They would jump up considerably. Right now, they are an 8 seed. They are the 30th overall team in Division II in the latest matrix points that came out. But again, have opportunities to improve that standing. Port Washington is very highly ranked and regarded, Plymouth as well. So there's points left for Beaver Dam to accumulate. If they win out, I mean, they're going to jump up, you know, a dozen spots, if not more. They probably jump up into the range of having a home game in level one at least. So certainly a lot on the table there. Even then, I mean, they're on that bubble right now as an 8 seed, as one of the bottom qualifiers. They've got to rack up some wins, and getting something over Port Washington and or Plymouth would go a long way in getting that accomplished.
We have a couple other monumental matchups in our area this Friday. The one I want to start with is carried on Daily Dodge TV at 7 p.m., Lake Mills against Columbus. And Lake Mills is looking to rebound after that tough loss to Lodi last week. But both these teams have lofty goals when the postseason comes around. What do you believe will be the difference maker in this matchup in just a few days?
Well, it's going to be interesting. Those are two of the better teams in the Capital Conference, of course. And like you said, Lake Mills took it on the chin against Lodi. A very good program, a very good Lodi team, but you know, Lake Mills have been putting up some gaudy offensive numbers with Tyler Woleen at quarterback, one of the top passers in the state of Wisconsin, and really held in check last week against Lodi. So they've got to get things, you know, back on track quickly because Columbus is a very, very good football team. The only loss they had this year was to Aquinas, who's one of the better programs in the state. They beat Lodi by a running clock earlier this year. Comparative scores can be very difficult just because Columbus running clock Lodi and Lake Mills lost to Lodi does not mean anything directly. But, you know, it does tell us that Columbus is a very good football team. And it's kind of wild what they've been able to do. You know, they had a two-time 2,000-yard rusher, the state player of the year that graduated a couple of years ago, and Colton Brunell, and did not miss a beat last year with Connor Roach taking over. And with him graduating after going for 2,000 rushing yards last year, they've just found a way to keep going. And it's a pretty strong senior group. A lot of those guys have played on varsity since they were sophomores. You know, you look at Peyton Power, their quarterback. He's a three-year starter at quarterback, and a lot of other experience there for Columbus. So it's going to be a fun one to see and you know, see how that unfolds. But if Lake Mills doesn't get their offense back on track and that passing game going, it could be a long night.
Well, Travis, as always, you have us itching for Friday night football. Thanks so much for joining us, and we're looking forward to having you back on here in the not-too-distant future.
Sounds good. Thank you.